From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela has detained two opposition leaders following an election that it claimed cleared the way to create a constituent assembly to rewrite the Constitution. The Supreme Court deemed Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma as flight risks, saying they violated terms of their house arrests.
Leopoldo López voluntariamente se entregó.
But Juan Carlos Gutierrez, lawyer of López, said his client voluntarily surrendered to authorities and said he would never flee. Condemnation of the arrests have been widespread. Ravina Shamdasani is a UN Human Rights Office spokesperson.
The High Commissioner is calling on Venezuelan authorities to ensure that all those who have been detained for the exercise of their human rights to peaceful assembly, to the freedom of expression, to the freedom of association, to be promptly released.
The White House called the arrests unjust, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson describing them as alarming. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called for their release.
Their arrest comes 2 days after the Maduro regime's illegitimate election for a constitutional assembly, which provoked even more violence in that country on the streets, with more than 10 people killed in that alone.
The U.S. imposed targeted sanctions Monday against Mr. Maduro. In Kenya, protesters took to the streets Tuesday demanding an immediate investigation into the killing of an election official, Christopher Masondo. Rights activist John Githongo took part in Tuesday's protest.
In Kenya, we have a grim tradition of senior public officials dying, disappearing, but generally being murdered. And that is destabilizing. And seeing how close elections are, it's concerning.
President Uhuru Kenyatta, facing re-election in a week, took to social media to proclaim his shock and sadness. This is VOA News.